Chad Moyer with you here on KTIC. It is time for Using Your Bean to Market Your Grain. And once again, Jeff Peterson at Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln joins us. Jeff, over the last number of weeks, we've spent a lot of time talking about yield. And for good reason, right? I mean, the corn has been finishing. Soybeans are in the midst of putting on their yield for this year. So yeah, yield is a good conversation. And what's going to come up in the September World Ag Supply and Demand estimate from USDA is going to be different than what we've seen so far this season. So we're going to set that up. But first of all, take us back to earlier this month. And again, just kind of remind us how USDA set up their yield estimates in this most recent past report.
Yeah, so what we'd said before, Chad, is that the yields that WASDE had been using in their monthly supply and demand numbers for May, June, and July were all based off their computer modeling, based off what they saw for planting data and weather. And then in the August report, we had a change. And in that change, they went away from that modeling. And then NAS got involved. And then NAS surveyed, National Ag Statistics Survey, surveyed a little over 20,000 farmers, asked them what their yield was going to be, and then on how many acres. And then they also, so that was the farmer survey side, and then they also use some satellite data in regard to the health of the crop to help them come up with a yield for August. And now what we're going to find as we move into September, the crop reports on September 11th, we're now going to have a new number. Now, here's what's interesting is the August number was not merely tweaking what the July number was. It calculated a new number. Now, when we come into September, they're not going to use the August number and make adjustments. They recalculate a new number. So focusing on corn here, that's what we're going to run through today, Chad.
All right. Well, so again, tell us that. So this is going to be a new number that we see in September. It's going to be calculated independent of anything else prior. How does USDA go about determining the yield in this September WASDE?
You bet. So what they do is they go out and they're going to still do their farmer surveys. They'll survey about 20,000 farmers, but then they're also going to identify a number of plots out there in farmers' fields in the states of South Dakota, Minnesota, Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, Ohio, and Missouri. And what they'll do is they'll go into the field and they're told in their instructions how far to go in. They'll identify two plots in there. And each of those plots will consist of two parallel 15-foot sections of row. Okay, so they'll go into those rows, and what they'll do is they'll take a stand count, and they'll determine what do we have in there for the amount of ears. And then from there, then they're going to peel back the shucks on the ears. And what they're doing is they're trying to determine at what stage is the maturity of the ear, and that tells them what information to take off that ear. And if they have something that's too immature, then what they're going to do, Chad, is they're going to look at the kernels. They're going to look at the row length. So they look at the rows around the row length on those first 5 ears. And then what they do is they take those first 5 ears. They then measure up 1 inch from the bottom, and they take a caliper and they come up with what is the diameter. So they're trying to see how deep those kernels are. And then what they'll do, if stuff happens to be in the dent stage, then they're going to go ahead and take those 5 ears and they're going to physically get a weight of those. They're going to determine what the weight is in the field, including the cob. And then they're also going to shell those ears, those 5 ears, and come up with a weight of what that grain is. And then they're also going to check the moisture content on that. And in addition to that, Chad, if the ears are mature, they're actually then going to go ahead and harvest all the ears. They'll come up with a field weight of all the ears. They'll weigh them all. And then what they'll do is that they'll send in a couple, actually 4 ears, they'll send into the lab to just get a weight on those. And then they actually then take the moisture level on those. So what you can see they're really doing is they're really trying to determine, regardless of where the stage of the ear is at, they're trying to come up with what do they think that ear weight is going to be, so that they can take that ear weight, take it times what the amount of ears is, so that in the end they can come up with their objective side of their survey.
All right. So again, you told us there's 10 states that they're going to be doing this in. And so what, do they compile all of this information and try and come up with a national objective yield then?
That's exactly right. And then in those states that they haven't physically did the objective studies, then they've got their satellite data and they've also have got their survey data to rely back on. Now, there's also surveys of the farmers taken even in these states where they do the objective yield studies. But that's but that gives you an idea how much detail they go into to come up with that yield, Chad.
Boy, a tremendous amount of detail. Now, that so far, we've just described corn and how they get the objective yield on corn. Next week, we're going to talk about how they do that on soybeans. And then, of course, the week after that, we're going to be right up and be able to talk about what the numbers actually are. So a nice little series here, Jeff. If folks would like to talk to you in the meantime about some of these things, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, give me a call at 402-366-4694. Check us out on the web at heartlandfarmpartners.com or follow me on Twitter at JeffPeterson01.
All right, very good. Thanks so much for the information. Jeff Peterson at Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln. And are using your bean to market your grain program here on KTIC. Chad Moyer reporting.